attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney, all about Ask Florida law attorney. With attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Welcome to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. Hey, we're open to help you this Saturday morning. If you're listening on a Saturday morning, it's 8:02 or so in the morning. Law office is open. Some of the stations have a replay of this show on Sunday afternoon. And actually, there's a free app on iPhone, just an Ask an Attorney app that has a whole history of programs on there. You could go there if you want. Love for you to do that if you want to listen to a previous show. And if you're listening to something and you hear an answer that you think would benefit someone else, hey, you can tell them about Ask an Attorney app on iPhone. The phone lines are open right now, though. If you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Your question can be just about any area of law. It can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates. Just some problem you might have. Could have just popped up this week. You might have spent a little time worrying about it last night. Couldn't sleep. Hey, why not talk to somebody about it? And you know, your question helps a lot of other people that are listening to the show. And if you have some concern, something bothering you, somebody's not treating you right, something's not fair, something you'd like to ask about, hey, give me a call. That's what I'm here for. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673. If you'd like to text me a question today, we're going to try doing some text questions on the air while we're here, and you can send me a text question at 727-667-3967. Now, if you want to send me a text question, you can do that at 727-667-3967. Phone lines are open. A lot of our questions on the show revolve around estate planning, which is one of our primary practice areas. But you could ask traffic questions, family law questions. You could ask just about any question that you want to ask, and I'll give it my best shot. If I know the answer, I'll tell you. If I don't know, then we find a resource for you. Some of the questions this week, we had a couple signing a post-marital agreement, and basically one of the parties entered into the marriage, or they were going to be married. No, I'm sorry, this is a post-marital. They've already married. So they didn't make any plans. And then they learned along the lines that, along the way, that when if one of them died, the one with the most money died, then the other one had spousal rights. You have a spousal right to up to 30% of the estate. Plus you have the right to live in the home for life or sell the home. And if you sell the home, you can take half of the proceeds. You can choose to be a tenant in common of the home as opposed to having a life estate and basically sell half of it. So if you are married, your spouse has certain rights, even though you made promises to one another that you'll do this or that, there are spousal rights. And the example I like to give is, you know, you might not ever betray one another, but one of you could die and the other one could be incapacitated, and the person that's your power of attorney, for example, could invoke those rights and do those things that you promised each other you wouldn't do. Hey, let's go to our first caller. Ken in Largo is on the line. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Joe. I get calls often about people with credit card offers that they're going to give me 0% and things that are really bogus. And I don't know how to report things like that we'll get any result. I think they're taking advantage of senior citizens trying to get their credit card.
Well, sometimes it's in the fine print, too. You might have no interest paid the first 90 days, and then it's based on if you spend so much within a certain time. You know, they're all kind of little fine print articles in there. You could report any consumer fraud to the state attorney, though. The state attorney has a division that looks into that.
Okay. I may have done that before. One time, Joe, I got something that said that we had some charges against me, and if I didn't call and respond, it would be turned over to the cops. They actually said cops. The next time I got the same lady, and it was police, and I know it was bogus. I don't know if I did the state attorney, but I went up to the courthouse, and one of the officers there, and they said, well, they get those too, and there's really not much they can do. One reason is that some of these places will use a phone number that's, if you call it back, it says, from the phone company, say this is not a working phone number.
Yeah. And, well, you got to beware. You got to be on the lookout. Yeah. But if any fraud, you can report it to the state attorney.
And maybe I need to tell people where I live, it's senior citizen housing, to watch out for this kind of stuff. Because if they get your information, they get your money.
All right, Kendall. Okay, thanks for calling. All right, no problem. Thank you.
Bye.
If you'd like to call the show, 877, this is a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Let's go to Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning.
So where are you calling from? Sun City Center?
I'm calling from, yes.
Okay, very good. So what can we do for you?
A couple of months ago, I had a contract for a French drain to be put in the back of my house because I have a huge water issue. And it's kind of cumulative. The longer it rains, the worse the problem gets. And so he recommended a French drain. And he told me one thing, we're going to start it here, we're going to run it out to the lawn this far, you know, there's enough grade and all this kind of stuff. And then I said, okay. And he, when I get home, it's all in place, and it wasn't where it was supposed to be. So the downspout doesn't go into the drain that's in the ground. Mm-hmm. And then I tell him, this doesn't work. I mean, the downspout doesn't go into the drain. And he said, oh, no, it was never intended to do that. No. It's going to go up this little hill. Water runs uphill. And then he's going to go, and then it's going to flow out here, mm-hmm. and it's going to run in.
Cheryl, how much did you pay? How much did you pay for this?
$1,800.
All right. So here's what you have to do. You have to get another person that does similar work. It's licensed, of course. Hope your guy was licensed. And
yes,
take a look at it and tell you see if you can find somebody that kind of specializes in doing this type of work. See if they'll give you a written statement that it's done totally incorrectly and improperly. You submit that to the guy who did it and tell him, you know, you need to fix this, or you need to return the money, or I need to get someone else to fix it and charge you for the expense of doing it correctly. This is all under $5,000, so it's going to be best for you probably to go to small claims court once you get through this. Small claims court is up to $5,000. You don't have to have an attorney. You try to hire an attorney to help you with this, the attorney fees are going to be more than, it's probably going to be worth more than the benefit you get from it. So
yes,
you need to get an expert to give you something in writing that you can present to the person who did it, and then you probably need to go to small claims court.
Okay. That's great information. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's give you the phone number if you want to call the show. You can also text me if you want to text me a question. You can do that at 727-667-3967. And actually, I do have a text question I'll get to in just a second, but let's go to Larry in Bradenton. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I don't have a particular question, but I just wanted to have a comment because, you know, you talk a lot about inheritance and trust and wills, and I am so fortunate that my father took care of all that. You know, with blended families today where you've got different moms and different dads, he got everything in a trust, and at the demise of his wife, and now he's in a home with four other kids on the other side scrambling to try to take money that was my father's. If he hadn't done it correctly, it would have been a nightmare. So I'm commenting on you doing a good job and telling people out there listening, is it important for me to take care of this? Yes, it is, because it would have been a true nightmare.
Well, thank you so much. That's how I get up every day, enjoy what I do, and I know I can go in and help people every day instead of trying to fight with them in court and things like that.
Right. So. Just protect yourself and protect your family. Protect the ones that you want to take care of, because if you don't, I've seen it in other families, it's just a nightmare, and it's been a very smooth transition. And you don't have to have a lot of money to do this. You just need to protect yourself and have a good power of attorney, and hopefully you've got family members that can help you out.
All right.
God bless, and thanks for everything you do.
Well, God bless you, Larry. Thanks for calling. Hey, if you'd like to call the show, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Hey, we're broadcasting from Jacksonville today, and we have offices here in Jacksonville. Our primary office is, I'm not going to say primary. We have offices all over the state, basically. We have several offices in Pinellas. We have several offices in Polk County. We have several offices in Pasco, offices in Davenport, Lakeland. Those are the ones in Polk. We have offices in Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages. Several offices here in Jacksonville. Had clients yesterday from Fleming Island to St. Augustine to Jacksonville and all in between. And we like what we do and like to help people. And I have one, if you want to text, the phone line to call the show is 877-943-9673. We do have a text question I'll get to right now. If you want to text me a question, you can do that at 727-667-3967. The question was, good morning, I own a few properties under my name. Would it be better to put them under an LLC? Well, you know, when you text, you don't have all the information you need, but let me answer the question this way. If you have rental properties, one of the common strategies in clients that have rental properties is to form an LLC for asset protection. You put the rental properties in LLC, and sometimes people have lots of rental properties, create multiple LLCs. You then can transfer the interest in your membership certificate, like a stock certificate, it's called a membership certificate, an LLC. You have an asset protection plan, and then you can transfer that to a trust to avoid probate also. And so you can have, that would be wise, I think, to have rental properties in an LLC, and it would be wise then to transfer the LLC to a trust along with your other assets to avoid probate, avoid guardianship, and so forth. Hey, we're going to go to Attorney John Frazier right now. John is the Medicaid VA elder law attorney dealing with Medicaid and VA issues with the law firm. Good morning, John.
Hey, Joe. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. So what are we talking about today?
Well, today I was going to talk about a strategy called a special needs pool trust, which is authorized under federal law. Here in the state of Florida, it can be used for both disabled individuals and elderly individuals applying for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary advantage is you have a $2,000 asset limit for a Medicaid applicant. So if you've got somebody with $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, you can take some or all of those countable monies, put them into this special needs trust, and then the state of Florida, the Florida Department of Children and Families, is the agency that reviews these Medicaid applications, will determine that the money held in that trust is non-countable, and the person can obtain Medicaid benefits and protect all those assets. The money in the trust can be used for anything that benefits the Medicaid applicant, repairs to the house, extra caregivers, basically anything that would benefit the Medicaid applicant or the disabled person will be permissible. So that's the plus side. The downside is that under state and federal law, the state of Florida has to be named as the beneficiary of this trust, or the alternative would be is that the trustee can hold those funds after the Medicaid applicant passes away for the benefit of the other beneficiaries of the trust. So it has almost a charitable aspect to it. And another downside is that there are management fees associated with the trust. Although it's managed by a nonprofit, typically a 501c3 organization is going to be at least one of the trustees. Even though they're a nonprofit, they do have expenses and they do charge ongoing fees. I think it's really potentially an ideal strategy for an individual who doesn't have children or is not concerned about where the estate is going to be going after the Medicaid applicant passes away, and that person just wants that money to last as long as possible. So it's got a lot of pros, but it has some downsides too.
Yeah, on the alternative, a person wanting to qualify for Medicaid who has assets, one of the strategies you use, I know, is to a personal service contract.
Yeah, that's probably a more popular strategy. The plus side on that is there are no management fees. The money is paid directly to typically a family caregiver, but there are potentially significant income tax consequences associated with that. So that's going to be the downside on the personal services contract.
Now, John, yesterday, just changing subjects a little bit, we were talking a little bit yesterday about how old a person has to be to qualify for Medicaid. So if a person has a disability, why don't you go through that little exercise we talked about yesterday?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, we've had a number of younger clients over the years. My typical client is going to be 65 or older, and the Medicaid program, at least for nursing facilities and assisted living facilities, is primarily designed for 65 or older. But we've had a number of clients, unfortunately. We've had several with head injuries from motorcycle accidents. I've had a number of early onset Alzheimer's cases, individuals in their 40s sometimes. And so what DCF and the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the way that they view that, where you have a younger person, there's really no... you could even potentially have a minor in a nursing facility. As long as the person is classified as disabled under Social Security, that would be SSI or SSDI, they're going to be treated as if they're 65 or older. Now, if they're not classified as disabled under Social Security, then the state of Florida will medically evaluate them to determine whether or not that person is disabled. Typically, in all the cases that I've had where they're not classified as disabled under Social Security, they've all been classified as disabled by the state of Florida. The state of Florida will also require that person to apply for Social Security disability. And a potential glitch in that is the state of Florida may determine that the person's disabled, but the Social Security disability application may actually be denied for example, not providing all the paperwork in a timely fashion. And so the general rule is that the state of Florida has to follow the federal rule. So you have to be careful about how you handle a situation like that if the person is under the age of 65 and not disabled under Social Security. More caution.
All right, John, anyone wants to talk to you and ask you questions privately, how can they contact you? Why don't you give the 800 number with your extension? It's 1-800-226-3529. And your extension, John?
104.
104. So that's 1-800-226-3529. John takes cases all over the state of Florida, so if you're in Jacksonville or Miami or anywhere in between, John's primary office is in the St. Pete, Tampa area. But if you want to contact Mr. Frazier here about a Medicaid VA issue, 1-800-226-3529, extension 104.
One other thing which is not very well known about this special needs pool trust, it's primarily used for asset protection, but in Florida we also have an income limit for Medicaid, and that income cap is $2,313 a month in gross monthly income, which about 25% of my clients exceed. We normally use what is called a qualified income trust for that. However, we are actually also allowed to use the special needs pool trust, and where we sometimes almost have to use it is we see a lot of issues with improperly drafted powers of attorney, and there's actually a lower standard, a slightly lowered standard, to set up this pooled trust account with a power of attorney as compared to the qualified income trust. So that's another reason to revisit your power of attorney, especially if it was done after October of 2011, where we had a new Florida power of attorney statute, and we've seen literally hundreds of powers of attorney after that date which do not comply with that statute. So that's another lesser-known use of this special needs pool trust.
All right, John, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, if you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number to call the show, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. If you want to text me today, that seems to be working pretty well today. I don't usually do a live text question, but if you want to text me today while I'm on the air, it's 727-667-3967. 727-667-3967. And let's see, we have a text question here. It says, Mr. Pippin, I've been married for almost 32 years. We have two adult children. My husband and I travel often. We have never had a will or trust. I'm addressing this with my husband, but he keeps putting it off. Is there any way that I can make a will or a trust that will protect my children? Should we both die while I'm traveling? All right, well, you know, it's very typical for one spouse to put off doing the estate planning. And can you do anything? Well, you can threaten them. I'm just teasing. You can actually go to the attorney's office and do planning yourself, but if you own everything jointly, that's jointly held assets automatically go to the survivor. You could do a will that leaves everything to, you know, wherever you want, your spouse or your children. And if your spouse had died first, then the will would go to the children. But if you, I always tell people who ask me this question, look, we don't charge anything to come in just to talk. So if you can get your spouse, in this case your husband, if you can get your husband to come into the office, I would be more than glad to tell him the consequences in this case of what happens if you die without a will. And it's a statutory, the state of Florida, if you're a Florida resident listening to the show, state of Florida has a statutory will for anyone who fails to make one themselves. So you have probate, you have a long period of time of attorney fees and open files in the probate system. It takes a long time. So the answer to your question is you can't probably force him to, but it doesn't charge for anything to get him into the office to discuss this. Lots of times, in a lot of cases, if you decide to do something, we can probably get it done in one visit, so it's not going to be a big, long, drawn-out, time-consuming thing. And you'd have great peace of mind. You both would have great peace of mind if you get the document done. So a lot of husbands, in this case, this is about the husband not wanting to come in to do anything. Husbands, some always on the light side, tell about stories about the husband not wanting to do anything because the husband thinks he's going to die first and he'll never have to fool with it. It'll just jointly held assets all go to the survivor. So I hope that helps you. If you have a legal question, the toll-free office, the toll-free number to call the radio show, the live number to call the radio show to the radio station is 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. 877-943-9673. Lines are open right there. And I'll just get out, I'll alternate giving out the numbers so it doesn't get too confusing what number you should call. So again, if you want to call the radio show, it's 877-943-9673. I've had some real stubborn husbands who even had assets just in their own name. They wasn't even jointly held with right of survivorship. And they would choose not to do their estate planning for some reason. They just didn't want to deal with it. I always say people don't want to deal with estate planning because it's, first of all, you're dealing with dying. Second of all, you're dealing with parting with your assets, you know, your stuff, your assets, you're parting with that. And third of all, the one I don't understand, I understand a little bit the first two, dealing with dying and dealing with parting with things. The third one is that you you're going to see an attorney. Most people think that's negative for some reason. And I don't understand that. I'm kind of joking, I do. But so if you have assets, you really should be planning. You know, I don't fear dying. I really don't fear dying. I know where I'm going, and I'm going to a better place, and I know my day has already been picked. And so there's nothing I can do about that day, I don't think. So I'm ready. But I don't fear dying. I don't feel parting with my stuff. I'm going to go to a place where stuff doesn't matter. All right, so if you have a legal, you know, I always tell people, I like to talk about this a little bit. And by the way, phone lines are open. I'd much rather be talking to you and answering your legal question at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And phone lines are open. Be more than glad to answer your legal questions. Why worry about it? Why not call and talk about it? You're helping other people as well. You know, your will and estate planning says a lot about you. And, you know, you can usually tell if a person is kind and generous. Sometimes you can tell if they're mean-spirited. You can tell all of that by your will. But what you really leave behind in life is who you are. It's the example you set, the kindness you showed. It's who you are. What they remember, it was the relationship more than what they receive in assets. So estate planning is important. It does speak a little bit about who you are. But the real who you are is totally based on the relationships that you had with the person, your family members. And I've met some great, great people. You can almost tell when you're talking to them, the joy of their family and how they treated their family was just so obvious. And other people, you know, sometimes not so much. But relationships work two ways, and most of the time, even though if one party's not working on it very hard, the other one should make the other one work on it even harder, I think. All right, let's go to Maureen in Valrico.
Yes, good morning.
How good morning. Are you? I'm doing great. And you?
Fine, thank you very much. My question is, I did speak to you the other day, last week it was, and I did call a state attorney about something that's going on with my husband. I'm 48 years married. But he locked me out of the house, the marital bedroom, and he put my things in the children's room as it is. I just wanted to know, can he do something like that?
Well, do you own the house jointly?
Yes, we do. We built this house. It's 38 years old.
No, he can't legally lock you out of the house. You mean you own the house?
Not the front door. The bedroom, marital bedroom. He put my stuff out into the other room and put me out. So we're not really living as husbands and wives, per se, as it is.
Well, you own the entire house with him, so it's yours. I don't know if it were me and my husband, you know, if my wife in my case locked me out of the bedroom, I would let time bide and do my best to restore the relationship. I don't know why you'd want to be in the bedroom if he's locked you out. That doesn't seem like that would go very, very well.
No, he just put my things out, you know, and keep over there for him and then put me out here.
Well, do you have a nice place to sleep? I mean, do you have another bedroom where you...
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's suppose for a second that he didn't have the right to do that.
Okay.
So, and let's suppose, what would you do? Would you hire an attorney to fight with him?
I don't know what I want to do. I want to get a divorce. I mean, 48 years of marriage. And not only does he do that, he want to say I'm mentally incompetent. For the last 13 years, he's put me 12 times in the asylum. And then last year, he said I beat him up or something. He's 300 pounds. I'm just 150 pounds approximately. And he stated that I hit him. And the cops come, they're not into the mental stuff or whatever, what they thought, you know, he puts me away and the baker off, let him get away with it for 13 times in 12 years. So I have to go sit there for 72 hours each time. And then not only did he do that, then he put me in jail. But the first time, I'm 68 years old and I've never had a criminal record.
Yeah. Maureen, do you have children you could stay with for a while?
Yeah, he had them brainwashed against me.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Maureen, I'm going to just ask you, I know we've talked a little bit, but I'm going to ask you to just call me off the air. I've got a lot of other calls I need to get to. I'll try to think of something to help you with, but I appreciate you calling.
Yes.
All right.
Could you just get the number over the air?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you my number. I'll give the number out to everybody over the air here in just a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
All right, if you'd like to call the show, you have 877. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. If you'd like to send me a text today, you can do that at 727-667-3967. That's 727-667-3967. 3967. Let's go to Ron in Jacksonville. Hey, Ron.
Hi, I'm here. I'm trying to set up an estate properly. So I want to know, do you have a Jacksonville office that I could maybe consult with?
Yes, I do. Had quite a few clients yesterday in Jacksonville. I'm seeing clients this morning right after the radio show in Jacksonville. So the primary office I use is out of Ponte Vedra. Are you close to that?
Not too far, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know where the Ruth Chris Steakhouse is? In the
Ruth Chris?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
All right. But it's 814, yeah, 814 A1A. But you have to call for an appointment there. And I'm in the Ruth Chris office building. I mean, Ruth Chris is a restaurant that's at the left end of the office building, but it's a nice two- or three-story office building in a mall that the rest of it is offices.
Okay.
And I'm in there. Right. It's suite 105, but you have to call, you know, you have to have an appointment to come in and see me there.
Right.
Today I'm meeting clients that are not parceled over at the town center shopping center, I'm meeting some clients.
Are you going to be there today?
Yes.
Town center?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Whereabouts?
I'm going to be in the Charles Schwab Financial.
Charles Schwab?
Yeah.
No.
Do you want to stop by and see me there for a few minutes?
Yeah, I might do that. Yeah.
I'll be there. But probably the opening I have there, I've got client at 9:15 and 10:30, so you could probably see me at 10 o'clock for a few minutes.
Okay. How about the A1A office? Is there a telephone number there?
I just use the toll-free number. I mean, we've got 20 offices, so everything goes into one number for appointments. So it's
1-800-226-3529. 3529. Okay. I have a will, and I have a power of attorney. I don't know. Do I need a trust? I'm not sure.
Depends on the asset you have. And, you know,
a paid off house. This is about a value of about 360, and
see if
money in the bank about 500,000.
Yeah, you probably a trust would benefit you to avoid probate, which is I'm sure the most reasons. There are many good reasons to create a trust, but the reason that most people have to really get them interested is to avoid probate. So if you don't want your house to go through a petition to determine homestead type of probate proceeding and your $500,000 to go through a probate process, I don't know how that's titled. I'd have to ask you a few more questions. But a trust probably would be beneficial, and trusts really don't cost that much.
I see.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for
your
help.
All right, Ron. Maybe I'll see you a little later.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So let's go to Jackie in Tampa.
Good morning.
Hey, Jackie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi. I just wanted to ask about power of attorney just specifically for Medicaid. Is your office provide that, or can I get it from your office?
All of the...
Reasons, just
all of the power of attorneys that I do have Medicaid provisions in there, and there's a special transaction in the power of attorney section where you initial off certain powers, and those some of those are pertaining to Medicaid that have to be initialed before, like a personal service contract that I talked a little bit earlier about with Mr. Frazier, and some of the other planning strategies you initial. Those are special transactions that have to be initialed off on before you can do those. And a power of attorney is a relatively inexpensive document. It's a it's a 14-page document that we do. The fee is $125, so it doesn't cost that much to get a proper power of attorney. The purpose of a power of attorney is to avoid you ever being declared incompetent and to do Medicaid planning, perhaps. There are 106 different powers, including the healthcare surrogate power in the Medicaid document. Very useful document.
Okay, so I need to come to see you in the office?
Yeah, you can call our toll-free number and just make an appointment. You can. There's a Tampa office. I don't go to that one. I do go to, in Hillsborough, I go to the Sun City Center office. Or some people in that area would come over to Largo, which I'm in that office as well. So if you want to call the toll-free number, well, the local number for you would be 727-586-3306.
Okay, can you repeat this number again, please?
727.
Okay.
586-3306. And just go to extension 200. The person that answers the phone there runs the calendar.
Okay. But there is not a simple one that I can print from online that can serve the purpose.
No, because I'd have to see it. I mean, there are multiple documents online that don't work that well. Some of them are kind of designed for somebody just to have a power of attorney in all states. Florida has some unique rules pertaining homestead, and the Medicaid laws are not the same in each state, so I probably would never try to do that myself as an individual.
Okay. Thank you so much for your advice.
All right. Thank you. All right. We have another text question coming in here. It says, I live in a gated mobile home park with my mom. She owns property and has paid taxes since bought in 1988. She wants me to have home and property now before she dies. City of Sarasota can find nothing but a proprietary lease. Okay, in mobile home parks, you don't necessarily have a deed where you own the land underneath your mobile home. You do have a lot of times a lease. Sometimes it's a 99-year lease. So if your mom wanted you to own that, she could assign the lease to you now. You could probably do that in the mobile home park office. However, sometimes, depending on the value of the lease, that could have a negative effect on Medicaid planning. So you probably need to have an attorney meet with you to determine the value of the lease and how the lease can be transferred. And if you like to, this was signed by Brian, the son, I guess. And if you, Brian, if you'd like to talk to me off the air, just give us a call. I'll give out the number that we can discuss that a little bit further. There might be some discussion about other assets owned also in the community. All right, if you'd like to send me a text message. We've had some good questions by text this morning. That's 727-667-3967 is the text way to send me a question. 727-667-3967. And if you want to call the radio station directly here and get on the air, we have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. And let's go to Jackie calling. Jackie, are you there? Is Jackie there? No, Jackie's gone. Okay, Jackie, if you want to call back, we'll take you right away. Toll-free number for the station is 877-943-9673. That's 877. Oh, I just talked to Jackie. Okay, I got you. 877-943-9673. 877-943-9673 is the station number. Looks like we have about maybe 11 minutes left in the show. If you want to call, now would be the time to do it. So if you like our free estate planning poster sheet, every week we offer to give this away. We get lots and lots of requests for this. This is a full-size, large poster sheet. On one side of the big poster sheet is five articles, and they are all about estate planning, the options in estate planning, little diagrams of how, like, a trust would work, comparison between what happens upon death was wills versus trust, what happens on the cost of probate. There's a chart of probate costs there on one side. On the other side of the sheet is our website information and all of our attorneys, all of the addresses of, most of the offices, not all of them there, but most of the offices we have there, an address and a phone number, a location, and we have a little list there of all the radio shows that we are on. Actually, maybe not even all of the stations. We're on about 14 stations around Florida. If you would like the poster sheet, you can get it one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. You can email me for it at Joe, J-O-E, at A-T-T-Y. PIP.com. That's Joe, J-O-E, at A-T-T-Y, PIP.com. Or you can text me for it. And you can text 727. This is the same number you can send me a question today, too, by the way, while I'm on the show for the next 10 minutes. 727-667-3967. Okay, we have another text question here. It says, how does the state look for family when you die alone without a will? How does the state look for family when you die alone without a will? Well, the state doesn't look for family is the answer to that question. First of all, when you die without a will, what normally happens is some family member shows up at the attorney's office. We have this all the time. And they'll tell me that their long-distant cousin, you got a notification they died, and you don't think they had a will, so what would they do? Well, then they would hire the attorney, the family member who shows up, or the alleged family member in some cases that shows up and says so-and-so died. Sometimes it's a neighbor that's not even related will come in and say so-and-so died. I'm not sure who his family was, but he died. Here's a death certificate. What do you do? So as an interested party, you can create an interested party here that would start the proceeding to protect the estate. And then there can be a diligent search by a detective or some resource that finds family members would be hired to do research on finding the family member or members. And they have several search methods on how to determine that. But the state doesn't go looking for family members. It's all has to be driven by some interested party. Sometimes that interested party is a creditor who wants to be paid. And a creditor has a right to start up a estate, to establish an estate, and then search for money so they can be paid. So some creditors do that. But usually some family member or interested party shows up and there's a way to open up a probate estate and then do the search. And if you get the person's mail directed to you, sometimes you can often find money that could pay for all of that. So that's the answer to that text question. Hey, if you'd like to send me a text question, so here's another one. It says, name and phone number for elder law attorney you had on your show a few weeks ago. Just had him on today also. I do have a trust, but looking for advice on how to protect my assets if I would have to go into a nursing home for a long time. Because I have a disabled son, also, what time is your program broadcast on Sundays? I'm going to answer that privately, I think. The phone number for the elder law attorney he had on a few weeks ago. This question more seems like it'd be in my area rather than his area, though, to be honest with you. So I'm going to just answer this privately. the show I do on every other Sundays at 6 o'clock, if you're familiar with that station. I'm not going to mention the name of that station, but I will privately when I answer your message by phone here. All right, let's go to Donald calling.
Hello?
Donald in Sun City Center. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
This is Joe.
Yes.
You were on a couple of years ago, and you left me, and now you're back again.
No, I haven't gone anywhere. I've been on continually every week for 34 years now. It's like the longest-running radio show in Florida, so I haven't gone anywhere.
I could have swore you gave it up for a while because I couldn't get you for a while.
No, for 34 years. It's the longest-running continual show in Florida. There was a big article. In fact, there was an article in your local newspaper, The Observer, about it, and there's also a feature full-page article in the Tampa Bay Magazine just in the January-February edition. So I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still here. What can I do for you?
I bought a Tesla a couple of years ago, and one of the things that I happened to hit on was they are not supposed to come inside our car. The Supreme Court has already ruled on that. I don't exactly...
Well, who is they?
Tesla.
Oh, Tesla's not supposed to go inside. Well, you mean if you took it... They would only go in your car if you took it to a shop, though, right?
Well, I'm not talking about that. I mean reaching in my car and changing things, which they can do.
Oh, you mean by remotely by computer?
Remotely by computer.
Okay. All right. I wasn't following you quite until that point, but okay.
I don't know what that means. I had a case here back about a year ago where they wanted me to cut down the amount of miles that I was putting on the batteries at one time. So, in other words, instead of charging my batteries up to, let's say, 250, they want me to stay down around 150. Well, in Florida, as you know, I can go to a doctor's office one time and go all the way over to Sarasota the other time and eat that mileage up pretty quick. And, yeah, I could stop at places and I could get a charge, but that's time-consuming. So what I do is that I got it set up in my garage where I do that all the time. One of the things that happened to me, and I'm still fighting with them over it, is they said, I got a little blurb on my GPS that said, bring your cable in for a check. And they were swapping them. So I did. And when they handed me the other cable, I figured it was a complete clean swap. Well, it turns out the one I turned in was a 40-amp cable. The one they gave me was a 24-amp cable. So naturally, it cuts down on the amount of electricity that you can pump into your car.
Was this shown on an invoice or something, where or no charge invoice they gave you with the services rendered to your car?
I don't know what you mean by invoice. The cable came with the car.
But they swapped it out, though, you said. So you took it in for service. Did they give you a statement of what services were provided in the car, get you to sign off on that or anything?
No. I never signed off on anything. I took it home, and when I plugged it in, it came up to 24, and I couldn't even move it. They went inside and fixed it so that I couldn't move that 24 any higher or any lower. But when I went back and argued with them a little bit, they did give me one that's a 32 amp.
Mm-hmm.
But that still is less.
To answer your question, whether they have the right to do that, I think it might be driven by the actual contract when you bought the car. Of whatever rights, I'm sure Tesla is smart enough to put clauses in there. Since it's such a new, I mean, I know it's not new, but since Tesla is the kind of a new concept and the battery thing is a new concept, I'm sure there's some written provisions in the contract that take care of all that.
Do you think written?
Yeah, and I think it's in the fine print. But Donald, my time is up. I'm sorry. I'll be glad to talk to you off the air. I'd like to see your Tesla car. I haven't seen many of those in Sun City Center, so. Come over.
You're in Brandon?
No, I'm in Sun City Center.
You are?
Yes, sir. Well, no, but I'm there every week. I'll be there.